It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In part two of his conversation with Deirdre Lyons, Tom Martin talks with the co-founder of Alltech about the company's projects in Pikeville, an early arrival in the latest efforts to help the eastern region of the state develop a new economy. For its part, Alltech is planning a distillery as well as poultry and fish farms.
In announcing these plans, you outline the company's goals to be environmentally friendly, to operate these endeavors in a sustainable way. How will you meet those goals?
Well, we have a philosophy we call the ACE program, and basically it's friendly to the animal, the consumer, and the environment. In fact, we've just received an international gold standard accreditation for how we treat our animals. So we're very particular, particularly with farm animals, on our research as well. The environment, we take great care to protect the environment. We are very friendly. We don't use antibiotics. We don't use hormones. We don't use pesticides. Everything we do is natural, based on a yeast fermentation process.
And do you anticipate using byproducts of any of these, the distillery, from aquaculture, from poultry?
Yes, indeed. There's a lot of research happening on that at the moment. We are developing value-added products, if you like, particularly from the aquaculture. Waste can be turned into fertilizer. Our algae from our algae plant in Winchester will also be used, which is an all-natural process, all-natural product at the end. And very important that we feed that to both the hens and the aqua because of the DHA component.
And what species of fish?
Trout is the one that they have chosen, and it's a cold water fish, so the water will need to be chilled, I think, about 58 degrees.
To those who are not acquainted with you and your husband, Pierce Lyons, although you are Alltech's co-founder, Dr. Lyons has pretty much been the company's public face and spokesman for many years. You've been and are the director of corporate image and design, and now you're stepping onto that public stage in a very big way, in a very direct entrepreneurial role. What's behind your decision to take the lead on these Pikeville projects?
Well, all construction projects come under my direction, and it just so happens that three came at the same time. Pierce is very comfortable front and center. My comfort zone is not, and so typically he would take that role.
Dr. Lyons just celebrated his 70th birthday, and I'm wondering, is there something of a legacy involved here?
I think so, possibly. You know, we always say we can only eat one dinner every day, and you can only live in one house at a time. And so we have decided to share our success. And for years, we have been listening to the rhetoric about Eastern Kentucky being so poor, the war on poverty and so on. But nobody ever does anything. Lots and lots of talk, but nothing ever happening. So we decided that why not go to Eastern Kentucky and start something, be the catalyst for others to follow, and hopefully to encourage others to come in and be part of it and change the lack of jobs happening there. It's the same thing in Ireland. Ireland was an agricultural country and became a tourist attraction. And then throughout, because of troubles in Ireland, lost all that. And again, it went in cycles. See the same thing in Eastern Kentucky. So we want to change that and somewhat, if we can, improve that. So there's a higher level of expectation for ordinary folks. So that would be maybe the legacy.
Deirdre Lyons is with her husband, Pierce, co-founder of the international animal nutrition and health company, Alltech. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.